Okay. Can we start?
Yeah.
Okay. The topic for today is Simen Tzadik, Sif Gimel, must be, or Sif Dalet, sorry. The Ramon in Sif Dalet says that calls man Shalinis Garsho, Afagaf Shanosan Einov Ligarsho, Yarsho. The Ramo Paskins like the Rosh, who says that the husband is a Yerush, even if it's Nosan Einov Ligarsho. I want to talk about Nosan Einov Ligarsho in a number of different contexts. Number one, here we have Ramo dealing with Yerusha. The same Shaila should exist with regard to Achilas Peris and the Nichsim Baluk. And three, if he's a Kohen and it's also Vein of Lagarsha, does he have Metame? And the fourth, of course, the most serious of all, is Avelis, does he have to sit Shiva? She sit Shiva for him, if not Vein of Lagarsha. And that's where we have all the Diyunim, the Torahs. I'm talking about this because I think it's Negeya Halocha Lamaisa. Halocha Lamaisa, Mamish Halocha Lamaisa. I don't have the Get of Tzvas on my head, but if you remember when we spoke about the Get of Tzvas, the Chazon Ish gives a list of all the schusim that a Baal has and why Gerushin is not a schus for the Baal. One of the things that he said was that Yishtem is Abel Olof. That's Lechvoida. He reckons that out as one of the schusim of the Baal. So the Bezn of Tzvas says, but he has other Yerushim who will be Misabel. I mean, that's not what the Chazon said what he said. But he said that, but the fact that the Baal is Misabel, that's a schus. So they came and they said, besides these as others, they have a bigger dynamic. That I'll soon see, I'll show you the sources in a moment, that Nosav Einov Lagarsho, not Misabel anymore. And since she opened a teak, she wants a get, so it's Nosno Einoho Lagarshoi, and she's not Mechuyidri Misabel. That's, it's there, it's Shachar Olovon. What?
But the Mashisha, whoever saw that.
Whoever saw it, it's there. Okay. All right, so first, full disclosure. Today's Chabura is a footnote in the article on the Get Tzvas. So it means it should be pretty short. Because how big can the footnote be? So I'll be able to do it very quickly. But this is basically what I'm going to say is there on the footnote. But that's not why I'm saying it. I'm saying it because it's Negeya more Halacha L'maisa. Before the Get of Tzvas, and it's ongoing, I can't say that people came to ask me a shayla because I'm not going to do what I tell them anyway. But I have a couple. The couple are 70, he may be a year or two older, she a year or two later, and they decide they want to get divorced. Okay, no, they're divorced. They with all the machlikas and over the mominis, the whole business, they're divorced. Now, she wants a get. Want to get married again? No. Does he want to get married again? Absolutely not. She doesn't want to have to sit shiva for him if he dies. And we're dealing with a couple where, you know, I'm in a quandary. Should advise her to give a get. I know very well that as of today, they're not being nizer in all the things in Simen Kuf Yutes. And they won't be nizer afterwards in Simen Kuf Yutes either. Calls my she doesn't have a get. What do I care what they're doing? But after a get, there are going to be problems. And all of this she wants because she doesn't want to have to sit shiva cholila in case he dies first. Okay, so now what's the halacha? Is she mechuyid to sit shiva or is she mechuyid to sit shiva? So again, full disclosure. Kad havi Natalia, I was a kid, I was a teenager, and I think it was first, second year high school. I was home Bein Hazmanim. My father, Zichron Levracha, had a sefer, among others. It was called the Kol Boy on Avelis. Yeah, okay, everybody knows it. Today we have better. Today there's better.
That was the only one.
It's the only thing there was. Yeah, I know. To a 14-year-old, there certainly was nothing else. The Bein Hazmanim, serious learning, you don't get done. So I picked up the Kol Boy and I went over it. Metril of Atzayf. And Ad Hayoim, I came across, I think it's a footnote there, that if a woman has a civil divorce, she's not mechuyev to be misabel for her husband. And he quotes, whatever he quotes, but I didn't know what he was quoting. I didn't know who he was either. I was convinced he must be a reform rabbi. What kind of business is this? What's the get have to do with the chiyuvi avelis? What does a civil divorce have to do with chiyuvi avelis? There can't be such a thing. I know at least what he was talking about. I know the sources he had. Whether he's right or wrong, we'll see in a minute. But I mean, also that's what's the gea lochel ma'isa. You have people who they're divorced, they don't have a get, and now the shail is b'mokim k'tota, whatever they call it, is there a chiyuv to be misabel? So let me start from the beginning, the source, which is quoted in the Kol Ben Avelus, if I remember. I haven't looked at it since. I'm not this little professor. Wow. Says he has a Rashbam in Bava Basra. The Rashbam Bava Basra, Mishemes Ishtay Mitech Tota Voyvedate Lagarsho. Ein a Yersha, Kivin Shnosav Ein of the Garsha, Shuv Ein Loi Peris. So the Rashbam in Bava Basra isn't dealing, at least the beginning, and Sukhi is dealing with Peris, with Yerusha. And there we have a Rashbam, and the Rashbam goes through the whole Sukhi in the Gemara, Skuf Mem Vov on the days. Says the Rashbam, it's the Gemara starts on Kuf Mem Vov Omed Aleph. There's a whole mice in the Gemara. Omer Bihud Omer Rav, mice of Otom Echot, Shomer Loi Ishtoi Tisranisi. What a Tisranis is, I wouldn't know without the Rashbam. So Rashbam tells me Tisranis is, she doesn't have a chush areyach, she can't smell. And it's a mum shebeseser. So somebody told him, she'omr le'ishtoi, that she's a Tisranis, v'nichnas acharei l'churbo l'boidiko. So he goes to the churbo to be boidik, to see if she knows how to smell. Omar lo, there are two pshotim in the Rashbam. Omar lo, reyach tznoin anima reyach. She says, I smell tznoin, and omrle man yovlon mikisvois diri chiva chalnobe. And she says, no, it's not tznoin, it's the kisvois of yirichay, that is sweet smell. So two pshatim in the Rashbam, whether she was making fun or whether she was telling the truth. He says it wasn't. He brought it tznoin. And she tells him that she's not Mereach, she spells the Kiseves, because she was joking with him, that's what you eat with Tznoin. The Tznoin is sharp, it's bitter, this is sweet, or a different shot in the restaurant, but whatever was going on here, he was trying to be Boidik whether she knows how to smell or not. So what's in the Gaya to us? No, follow law, Churba, within the Churba. And the Churba falls down, Umesa, she dies. He didn't come out. He went to be Baidik. He should have passed the test already. But says the Gemara, Mesa in the Yarsha, that he wasn't sure he was going to keep on living with her. So Memela, it's Mesa Eina Yarsha. So the Rashbam says the East the Mukilo Barusa Vlinir. Dafilo Bola Bime Iris and Kodim Achnosa Lachupe Leoris. That wouldn't have made any difference. He wouldn't have been Yerish anyway if she was not Russo. So he says here's Achash Nilsa Lachupe Hilchach bin the Sumuk Minulo Vukasachrela Baitka Mason Yersho the Kiv in Doya Bedato Legarsho. If it turns out she doesn't know how to smell, she probably can't cook, I suppose. Otherwise, what does he care? So he's going to be Megarisher. Ubetoich krach meso, koidim shnispaisu. which is also a little bit strange in terms of the Gemara. It's not my problem. He says that he wasn't yet satisfied. There was this, in the middle of the Bedika, she seems to be passing the test, but not quite sure yet. So, ein ezeich b'Yerusha. Fine, that's the Rashbam. So the Rashbam learns the Gemara. Umeihoch shaminon shemishmeis ishtoi mitoich k'tota. Sheyesh bedati legarsha, if the husband wants to divorce his wife, shuv ein yorsha. Kedam rinu mesech tegitin, mishenosav ein of legarsha, shuv ein lebal peiris. If just like here, he's not yerish, hu adin mishenosav ein of legarsha, says the Gemara, is ein lebal peiris. Memela says the Rashbam, that there's no yerusha, there's no achilas peiris, if it's nosan ein of the garsho, and he adds that ktota, I presume the ktota in which it's nosan ein of the garsho, that's enough, so he doesn't yerish and he doesn't get achilas peiris. Avelis, the Rashbam didn't say a single word. Avelis isn't in the Rashbam. Comes the Yamshul Shleime, and the Yamshul Shleime says, he goes through the basic shaila, because his machloik is whether Ainli Peiris is only from Nosan of the Garsho, only at the Zman and the Sinas I get. So he says, Ani Tom al Dvorov, my Mevi Rai Mishima, Rabon Plig Yahweh, the Savri Mishas Chsimas I get, Allah Karabonon. So he says that when it says Mishas Chsiva is Lavdavke, Ele Peirushoi, Mishas Chsimo. From the chesimas haget is ainly peiris. Ve'oid halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda the yesh lebal peiris hashas nesina. Ve'loigora, and here there must be a mistake. I think we should say Yerusha, not Yisho. Ve'loigora Yerusha mitakonas peiris. Ubali atoisis varosh hisigol dvarov. We'll see that in a moment. She'ein Yerusha sabal shidraisa nifkas ad achar gerushin. Peiris is the Gemara. The Gemara says does the peiris, but Yerusha is deraisa. They weren't going to be mafkia a schus deraisa. So the deraisa, he gets Yerusha even though he doesn't get peiris. Peiris and Yerusha aren't totally zebaze. The Rashbam is telling me they're totally zebaze, and the Rosh says they're not totally zebaze. Now, one little point, and that is that when the Gemara says that Nosav Ein of Legarsha, Taisa says it means Ksivas Aget. Not just Nosav Ein of Legarsha, but Ksivas Aget. He tells me it's Lav Davke. But all right. Umaisa Boliyodi, Be'echot Shoy Biktati Mishtoi, Voyle Das Borur Legarsha. Das vor legarsho. Ubetoich oisek tat meso. Ve reisi loy shloy yeshiv zayin yimei avelis. Ushloy lis abil alelo. Ve reisi rayo midivri harashbam shaposakein. Afil ulini Yerushas habal shu deraisa. The Rashbam says that nothing legarsho uses Yerusha. So certainly there's no avelis. Avelis is rabbonon. So he says, he says Kivich not in the garsh chachmin lukvar girsho, and kalvachaim erlinya velis she lukulam midrabon on the pot me velis. The avshikosafti the less l'divir Rashbam. He says the Rashbam was wrong with regard to Yerusha. Mishum esrilei lochrabonon that yeshul bal peiris achas nesina. And he Rashbam is telling me that you lose peiris b'shtosan v'garsho. By the time a meachar shtiglo chachom lizkis peiris linifkas oise schools achas gerushin demenolon lafkia memoina shloi kedin sheyocholoymer kol zman shloi girash jari yish. And he says, since he holds Nos Neng of the Garshin Lepiris, Kalva Chemelin of Elis, Unehi the Chachomim Chilkim, Faloch of Asayu, for Paris, etc. Mikomokim Haloch Kedivri Hamekel Bovel. Avelis, machlekes tanoim, halok divrei hamekel, halok Reb Shimon Avelis. The oid, this is altogether a new chiddush. Echyal al das ha odom lahaviloi mashein libe ovel. How can you make him an ovel when he's not unhappy? It happens, unfortunately. A person could be a novel of somebody he didn't get along with when he was alive. Love hate relationship, but that's only with a korev. Governor, this is only a wife. Once he decided that he's going to divorce her, it's finished. Vishalachti Dvarali Zigna Yerushalayim, Vikosavli Zokin Echod Chocham Muflog, Shechachme Yerushalayim Iskimula Kalvachemer Shadanti, makes a Kalvachemer from Paris to Yerusha, Shadanti Midivre Harashban. And this is the source of the Kolbei. A civil divorce is not the name of a garish, or so he's assuming. That's certainly mahmas ketot of one kind or another, and that ketot is nosan ein of legarisho. So if you look back in the Rosh here, he quotes Bekitz of the Rosh, but the Rosh says, quotes the Rashbam, he says, Tmili, mayin achilas perishu takonos chachomim, ve'ef sheshaloi tiknuloi, mikshinosen v'garsho, ava yirushu deraisa, mi'ifkir yirushosoi imusoinoi, oto ov shebnoi soinoi liyirushenu, void, why is he going to lose in the churba if she was in the suah? So he's learning like another pshat in the Gemara, not like the Rashbam altogether. And if we're talking different pshat in the Gemara then the Rashbam doesn't have even a source to start with. That's not our problem. So he says that the Rashbam is wrong, and he's chaylik on the Rashbam. So what I began with was the tour who's passing like the Rosh. And if you look in the Beis Shmuel, which is cotton is it? It must be Chof Aleph. Upirshu hasugya da'iri barusa. He quotes the Rashbam. He says, "Kol apoyskim cholkim." V'meil is nothing to talk about. Once we see that the Baal has peiris and he's yerish, lefabi is mesabel. No, I mean, he's talking about velus. Then there's nothing to talk about beyond that because he's taking for granted that he's passing like the Ramah. Agav. The Chazon Avadia has six pages on Mamish the Shail. When he dies, Mokin Ktat, he's not saying the Garsho, is he Mechuit Mesabel, he's not Mechuit Mesabel. I must say, as I say in Yiddish, Ich bin Nishkin Sach Kluger Gevoren, from the five pages. He lines up all the Shitas, and then he talks about Halach Gedivar Ovel B'Mekel, and what do you call Gedivar Ovel B'Mekel? Who is a Mekel, and when is Halach? We have a thesis in Ksubis that says that Halach Gedivar Ovel B'Mekel is only when the Machlegis in the Mishnah, not even on a Braisa. And Achronim will say only if it's Machlekes in the Gemara, but not if it's in the Paiskim. And he comes with Nuklolim, Haloch Divrei HaMekel, but and others claim only if, not if the Mekel is a Yochid. And they were saying that there's no Haloch Divrei HaMekel here because the Rashbam is a Yochid. No, so Marshall holds like the Rashbam, so what? But that was the Beit Shmuel. They were copying the Beit Shmuel. Call HaPaiskim Cholkim Olov, and don't tell me that you make a Kal Vachomer. Even if you don't hold like the Rashbam, that's too far. And Memela, they were saying Halacha Divrei HaMekel, and he disagreed. Among those who said Halacha Divrei HaMekel was the son. The son also wrote on, I forgot what's it called, not the Chazon Avadia. His school was the Yalkut Yosef. He has fewer pages, but it's the same thing. All the Shitas. But I started saying something else, that the whole five pages were worth it to me only for one thing. He quotes an Erech HaShulchan, not the Orech HaShulchan, but the Erech HaShulchan. The Erech HaShulchan effect says, I don't know what this is all about. He says, the Ramah paskins like the Rosh, and says, he's Yersha, and now you're going to tell me he's Ein Misabel, so it's a Tarte de Sasre. Either he's a husband or he's not a husband. If he's Yerush, he must be a husband. And if he's a husband, then he has to be, then she has to be Misabel. Can't be. You can't take the Chevo Mishnei HaRoshin. Mele, that's not, it's not right. But Nibo v'lo yodam aniba. I think he was right, but not for the reason he thought he was right. So let me try to explain why once we have the Rosh, there's, to me, a Dover Poshet that there's a Chi of Avelis, and I don't know how you can pass on like the Marshal. I think that even the Rashbam, if he were to show up today, and we were to hand him a Shulchan Aruch with a Ramah and with a Beis Shmuel, he would today have to say, no choice, he's got to be Misabel. And I'll try to explain why. So let me try to, you know, talk about what it's Dodimar here. Number one, Nosav Einov Legarsha. I said before, the Torah says Nosav Einov Legarsha, so it's again. What Stam, he decides, he's going to divorce her, that would be, forget about Avelis, that would be enough reason to lose Paris. That's enough reason for anything. I can't vouch for the story, but I heard it from what I think is a reliable source. It goes back at least 30 years, the Gufa Duvde. It was one of the Misadrigiten Hamufrasomim from the Lidische, not from the Polish or the Chsidische. A couple makes an appointment to come to see him. They sit down at the table, and he says, "No, was I to gekommen? What are you here for? Husband, mir willen sach getten. No, we want to get." So he looks at them and says, "Und wer will denn nicht?" Who doesn't want to get divorced? The fact you want to get divorced doesn't mean you're going to get divorced. If you're telling me that Nosan Einov Legarsho, he loses Paris and he loses Schus Yerusha just because Nosan Einov Legarsho, he wants to divorce her. I mean, it's got to be concrete in one way or another. Ikdicha Tavshila, the next morning he's in Spais, so if she Chalila dies that night, he lost the Yerusha. I mean, it doesn't make sense. When Taisa says Nosan Einov Legarsho, it means, again, I understand there's got to be something that from which you can see that Nosan Einov Legarsho. What a civil divorce. Is not on the end of the Garsha? I don't know. That will separate child. We'll leave that to somebody who has to deal with that. But certainly not just Ktote. Just Ktote alone doesn't make it a Nosa Ein of the Garsha, according to Taisus. So Mimele, even according to the Marshal, even if you take the in principle that this would be enough to pater from Avelis, but just being angry and deciding they don't want to live together anymore, I'm not quite sure is good enough. There's also not very much in Rashbam, right? This is dealing with the Marshal, but even Rashbam himself. The Rosh has problems with the Marshal, but I'm not sure that the Marshal's Raya is a Raya. Remember that with the Gemara is talking about Achilas Peiris, and the Gemara is talking about Yerusha, I'm sorry. The Gemara is saying that he went to be Baidik, and therefore he lost the Yerusha. And Orus is not Yerush. It's only after Nisui that is Yerush. So what is, Befrat according to Rishonim, that hold that it's not Hachnos L'Rishus, but that it's Yichud, I understand exactly what the Gemara is telling me. The Gemara is telling me that if it's Nosan Ein, if he wasn't yet Goymer B'datoi, that he's going to be living with her, and obviously the Yichud didn't accomplish terribly much here, and that's one of the Rosh's kashes. Why is he going to Achur? He could take her home, but apparently he didn't want to take her home yet. So the wasn't Gemira's Das on the Yichud. I mean, Yichud certainly needs Kavonis Kinyan. So whatever was going on here is he was Cheshish for Mum, so the Yichud wasn't yet Kaina. So we're dealing here with whether there was a chupa that can establish the Din of Yerusha, and what can you prove to the opposite case of where is Nosa Ein of Legarsha Machmas Chtat afterwards. Once it's Chal. And even if you tell me like the Rashbam that it is Chal, so you'll have to tell me, I would imagine, that this is probably the Rashbam Svara, that just like I'm Kaina the Isha Nesuin with Chupa, I can unchupetize her. by being a nosav in of legarsha. For if I made up my mind that from now on there are no more chayi issues, so I was mevatel the chupa at least for purposes of yerusha. That's like a beetle of the chupa, and what and all, I don't know what would have to do with anything else. So that seems to me a dover portion. And if that's true, then certainly after the Chayim Ravenu Gershon, just Ktota, and even Nosan Einv L'Garsho, that's not Mevatel anything. You can't divorce him just because he wants to. The Achronim talk about after the Takon of Ravenu Gershon. Does it change? Doesn't it change? And the Mashal was after the Takon of Ravenu Gershon. But what are you telling me that Mach Masktat, he's not Mechuyim Mis'abel, and even tell me that after Mach Masktat is not Yersho, and there's not Achilles Peres? So what? He can't divorce her unless she's willing, unless she's masking. You'll tell me when he was Matziah again, and she said, yes, okay, I can talk about it. But he wants to divorce her, and she doesn't want to be divorced. He's got no choice. He can't even be Mevatel the Nisuyin, because even though B'nai Grushas Halev are terrible, and we've got all kinds of other problems, but after Takonos Rabbein Ershim, he can be Nosav Einv L'Garsho all he wants, and he's Mechuyev Neina. There's no Yisur B'nai Grushas Halei just because he wants to divorce her after Rabbeinu Gershon. She doesn't want to be Makabel until she says yes. He's stuck, and there can't be an Yisur. He's B'chuyv Anayinah after Rabbeinu Gershon. So how can that be in any way be Mevatel the original Nisuin? So those are my problems with the Rashbam. But we hold anyway lahaloche that he gets peiros ashas nesina, and the Amshar Shloim is kal v'chomer doesn't sound to be very much of a kal v'chomer befrat if we don't hold lahaloche like the Rashbam. But let me now go back to what I said before. When we start with the Ramah, the Ramah is paskening like the Rosh and says that Nosan Einov L'Garsho, he gets Paris, and he's Yerush also. To me, it's a Dover Port. Again, I don't think you can talk about it. Nosav Einov L'Garsho before Rabbeinu Gershom. He's going to give her a get. Is he Mechuyev Mezoinis still the get? Of course he's Mechuyev Mezoinis still the get. Nosav Einov L'Garsho doesn't patron from Mezoinis. Nosan Einov L'Garsho and Cholilo she dies. Who's Mechuyev and Kvura? He'll be Mechuyev and Kvura. All anything that we have in the Gemara, in the Rashbam, are the schuyes of the Baal. What he loses when it's Nosan Einov of the Garsha, what they were misakin for him, what they weren't misakin for him, what they canceled was Nosan Einov of the Garsha. But as far as the woman is concerned, she didn't get a get. Of course she needs Mezoinis, and of course he's Mechuyev and Kvura. I don't know how anybody could disagree with that. Memele, if we go one step further, if you take the Rambam in Hilchus Avelis, Perik Beis Haloche Zayin, in Perik Beis Haloche Zayin, says the Rambam, Ishto Shokoyin Mistamolo Al Korchoi. The Rambam is saying the Yishu Shal Koyin, he's metame to her midrabonon. Why? Metame midrabonon is a koyin. These are tumas and reisa. If there's a mitzvah of tumah, mele. But if there's no mitzvah of tumah, so what comes along? Chachomim, they were masakin a mitzvah of tumah when there's a nisr and reisa. Says the Rambam, asuho kemes mitzvah. The Rambam didn't make that up. That's a Gemara in Yishu Rabba, that they turned the Nisua Durabona. There was a case of a Ketana, and it was a Seima, and the mother, the brothers were Mimisi her, and she could still be Ma'amamayin. But Asua Kemes Mitzvah, Kiven She'ein Lo Yerish Elohu, since they were Misakin Yerusha for the Baal, nobody will be Yosef with her. He's the Yerush. So the Gemara is Yordle Sif Daiti Shom Neyodam. You know, the husband is going to be the Irish, and now you want us to pay the funeral expenses because you're saying that you're not Mukhiv to in Kvura, you're not Mukhiv in who knows what, and therefore they were Machayiv him that he should be Metame to her because otherwise nobody else is going to be Isaac. He'll be Metame, Memele, he'll do everything else. And that seems to be not an Akira's Dover Minatera. It was Yordah. They realized what would happen, so they said that when he is a Yerish, he also has to be Metame. So the Rambam is telling you clearly that Yerusha and Tumah, you're right, we go together. Wherever there's a din of Yerusha, he has to be Metame. So, okay, so once the Rosh is telling me that the husband is Yerush, so he's a Kohen, he'll have to be Metame. So at least part of one of my four Shailas that was mentioned. If I have Nosdin of Lagarsha and there's Ketote, does he have to be Metame? If the Ramo says that he's Yerush, so he has to be Metame also. The Chutz Dover Poshe has to be Metame. Now, so what's that got to do with Avelis? The tumah is one thing, Navela should be something else. Mechatesa the totally zebazet. So I have
the chinuch.
Where the chinuch get it from? I'll give you where the chinuch got it from. I have at least three sources in the same machaber, but three sources. If you want the most obvious, if you look in the what they call them, the Ramozim, and they say the Rambam wrote them himself. I don't know. The scholars say the Rambam wrote these things. I have no idea. But that's the weakest of the sources. In the beginning of Hilchos Avil, he says, Lis Abel al HaKrevim. That's the mitzvah. Va'afilu koyin mistamma u'mizva'abel al HaKrevim. He says, a koyin is mistamma and misabel. And that's all part of the Aleph, the mitzvah Lis Abel. The Tumah, the Rambam, before he gets to Hilchos Avelis, tells me that Tumah is part of the Chiyuv of Pura. Comes the Kesef Mishnah, and the Kesef Mishnah, among other things, says, Vagam arayezu yeshitmaya, shetumo yinechod, vavelis in yinacher. What's one going to do with the other? That's what he says. He says it. Now, what does the Rambam say? I mean, I don't think it's any great chiddush here, but if you look in the Rambam, the Halach Aleph, Perik Aleph, Halach Aleph. Mitzvah saseh lis abel al hakrovim. Shenemar, v'yachal tichatos hayoi ma'itav b'nei Hashem. V'ein avelus min ha-Torah, elo b'yem rishon. So he's saying the posuk, v'yachal tichatos hayoi ma'itav b'nei Hashem, that's sechi of avelus, and it's this mitzvah saseh lis abel al hakrovim. So that he says is Avelis Yom Rishon, at least he says is a deraisa. Then in Halacha, in Perik Beis, Halacha Vov, says the Rambam, Kamo Chamuro Mitzvah Avelis, Sherei Nitcheloi Hatuma Libnei Krevov, Ben Shmita Tzolah Sina. Tumah says the Kesef of Mishnah, and Avelis is Avelis. So you're telling me, Kamo Chamuro Mitzvah Avelis, that Tumas Koyanim is Nitcha. Tumas Koyanim is Nitcha. So I see that Tumas Kravim is a Mitzvah Gedolah. What's it got to do with Avelis? Kedesh, says the Rambam, you know why? Kedesh is Asiki Mohem V'Yisabu Alehem. B'chule. So the Rambam is telling me clear, I don't know how it would be clearer, that Tumah is a prat in the mitzvah of Avelis, your chinuch. Where the chinuch get it from? It's mefurish in the Divrei HaRambam. That Tumah is not a new mitzvah, Tumah is an old mitzvah. And not only that, he's telling me time in the crow. That why in the world does the term Mechayev Tumah is part of Avelis? I know what the Yeshiva Gabi Karka, why it's Avelis. But what's Tumah got to do with Avelis? Says the Rambam, it's if you'll be Metame, it's Kedei Shis Asik Mohem. If you have to go touch the mess, then you're around, you'll do what you have to do. Exactly what he said one halacha later, when he says that the Kohen is Metame to a Nesua Midrabonon, it's Midivri Seifrim, a Suah Kameh. mitzvah. Why? He'll be metame because nobody else will do anything. So memele, he will be misasik with her. If he make him be metame, he'll be misasik. And the others won't be misasik because he's the Irish. The others are misalik themselves. But who says he's mechuyev? But once you mechayev him to be metame, he'll be misasik also. So she'll have kavrim. The other place where the Rambam says it is in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Lamed Vov, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Lamed Vov, here he says a b'kitzer. He says, v'zeh ba'atzma hu mitzvahs ovel. The Rambam doesn't count Avel Hashem Rishon as one of the Tayag mitzvahs. He counts only the mitzvah of Tumah. Kloimar, what does it mean? Kol ish mi Yisroel, chayiv, and this is, the introduction is, shenitztavu kehanim shi'tamu l'kroivim. And then he says, Kloimar, kol ish mi Yisroel, not just the kohen, chayiv l'sabel al kroivov, Kloimar, shisho meisi mitzvah, u'lachaze chiv zeh, Beer I say bekoin shu muzer al atuma. The kain is just ad kedekach loydia koichay shel mitzvah zu. That even the kain is muzer al atuma. He's mechuyev to be metame to his kravim because that's a chelik of the mitzvah of avelis. She tam al koponim kishay yisro kedei etc. Kedei sholi kolish dino avelis. He has to be metame so that there shouldn't be a chulshe in the dinay of avelis. Okay? So, I mean, it's okay. What would be clear of the Rambam? The Rambam is telling me...
That's Bekumasai Akira, but not Bekumasai.
But no, here's the Torah itself. We're talking about the Avelis, the Avelim Deraisa.
Oh, okay.
And the Rambam says Avelis Yom Rishon is a Deraisa. It's only when it comes to Perek Beis, he's dealing with the Ketana and the Suha, he's got to quote the Gemara. But for the Kraven, the Rebukhui of Midaraisa, he's saying that the Torah made its own Chizuk. The Torah was Machayev Tume, so Shulayechlash the Chi of Avelis.
What about
Rishto? Not for Rishto. Didn't Rishto. Say for Rishto. We'll worry about some other time. I don't know about Rishto. If Rishto is if it's a Drabonon, so the whole thing is Drabonon. We'll see that in a minute. But Al Koponim, that's what the Rambam is saying. He's telling me that Tume is a Chelik of Avelis, and not because it's a Chefts of Avelis, because if you'll be Metame, you will be Mesabel. You know, like the Torah was being margul you to the Avelis. This is how you begin it. Come, the Kina Seferim on the bottom, and I think it's Dvarim Pshutim, but he explains the Rambam precisely this way, and A, brings a Raya, and two, gives me a terrorist, the cast of Mishnah's Kasha. The Raya he brings, there's a Machlekes, a three Machlekes, with regard to how long the Kohen can be Metame. The whole day, 3 days, all Achiyistim HaGoylel, so we pass the Halacha, Achiyistim HaGoylel, says the Kinas Seferim, that's a Raya to the Rambam. Why is the Tumah only Achiyistim HaGoylel? Because that's when Avelis is Maschal. The Torah says to be metame, so you should be misabel. Once I'm misabel already, then what's the point of further Tumah? It's a nice little chap. I don't know what he's going to do for the other Tanoim, but if the matir of Tumah for a coin is Achiyistim HaGoylel, still Aschol of Avelis. The whole point was to more or less introduce you to the Avelis. We accomplished that, so more you're not mechuyev. Memele, says he, which is obvious, he says the Kesef Mishnah asks, Kasha is Ma'inian Tuma Eitzel Avelis. Of course, it's in Tuma Eitzel Avelis. Look what the Rambam said himself. And he said it yet in the Mishnah Torah clearer than he says in Sefer HaMitzvahs. He's saying that this is the Haskol of the Avelis. And wherever there's a din of Tuma, there's a din of Avelis. It's totally Zeboze. So, okay, it's pretty clear as far as the Rishonim are concerned. And even if the Yerushas Habal would only be a Drabonon, even if Yerushas Habal is only a Drabonon, as many Rishonim hold, and probably even the Rambam, what difference does it make? The Yerushas Habal, if it's a Drabonon, but they also commit mitzvah. They had to be Machayevim in Tumas, Koyen, to be Metam himself, even though he's a Koyen, because otherwise she'll be a mes mitzvah. Now, I think that's important. Befrat, again, I don't want to go into all the tumble, but the Rambam holds Yusabal's Darais, Yusabal's Darabonon, but lots of people think the Rambam held Yusabal's Darabonon. And if the Rambam didn't, all the other Rishonim certainly, all the Rishonim who did. So what's going on here? I have a Gemara Nisha Rabba that talks about the Baal and a Ketana. And the Gemara is telling me a Suho. They made the Ketana like a Mes Mitzvah. They made the Ketana like a Mes Mitzvah, and therefore the Kohen could be Metame. So what, it's only the Ketana that made a Mes Mitzvah? And if they had to make another takona in some other place, they were Oymid Leminyan in some other place. To me, it seems like a Dover Poshet. The Asua Kemes Mitzvah means that Yerda L'Sev Datum Shol Odom, they knew that you're going to have people who will be unburied if the Yerush can just walk away and not Mechuyiv to do anything. Therefore, they created a Chiyiv Tuma to force him to be around, and if he's around, the Mele, he'll be Mesasik also. That's totally in the Metzias. What difference does it make? It doesn't make any difference at what point in history he becomes the Irish. Whenever he becomes the Irish, it's automatically Mes Mitzvah. That's what Chazal said. If the husband is the Irish, then the one he is Irish is by definition a Mes Mitzvah. Memele, the Yerushas Habal is Mutter. I'm sorry, the Tumas Habal becomes the Chiyu. No, I began by saying something that didn't make sense. I also said that the Erech HaShulchan Nibo V'Liyodam HaNibo, he was trying to make me a logical Chavez HaCheshman, that I can't be a husband for one thing and not be a husband for something else, which says I can't. What they were Masakin, they were Masakin. What they weren't Masakin, they weren't Masakin. What does Avelis have to do with Yerusha? Now, because Misha wants to know what Avelis has to do with Tuma, but what does Avelis have to do with Yerusha? Mechatei, so I can be a husband for one thing and not for another thing. They mean Machayev in one case, not be Mechayev in another case. But I think that the explanation is really very simple. Once we have a halacha of a suho kemes mitzvah, and that's why they were Mechayev tumah, even though the husband's a kohen, they were Mechayev in every case where the husband is Yerush. Wherever you have a Baal who is Yerush, the wife is a Mes Mitzvah by definition. And we don't care how you got to the point where he's a Yerush. If he is a Yerush, she's a Mes Mitzvah. And if she's a Mes Mitzvah, then he's Mechuyiv to be Metameh. Which is why I said that if the Rashbam were to walk in today and we handed him a Shulchan Aruch with a Ramah and the Beit Shmuel on the side for good measure, and we tell him, B'mechilas kvei teroscha Rashbam, the Ramah paskened like the Rosh, and the husband is going to be Irish. You go into any Bezdin, the Bezdin is going to paskin that the Baal is the Irish. So now, Rashbam, what about Tuma? Rashbam would say, of course, Asur Kemes Mitzvah. It's told in the Psak of Bezdin, not what I hold in theory. If Lamaisa, the Baal is the Irish, then empirically, the Mitzvah says she's a Mes Mitzvah. Of course, he has to be Metame. That's all they would, the Chazal told us. So if you were Kiveya the Halacha, like the Rosh, that he's the Irish, then of course, even the Rashbam would be Maskim that he has to be Metame. Memele. Once I have the Rambam's three places, the Rambam says that Tuma and Avelis go together.
Yeah, Tuma and Avelis go together, not necessarily by Mes Mitzvah. Could be dafka by.
It's the difference.
Where,
I understand. Sure, they were mechayiv Tuma for the Kohen because they wanted him to be Mesasik. But Tuma never goes by itself. They were mechayiv the Tuma with the Avelis. It all goes together. That the Rambam told me. There's no Tuma independent of Avelis. You don't find that. He says it's one of the kiyumim of Avelis. Only he explained why. Time of the Krah. You know, sitting on the ground, I don't need him to explain to me. Tuma, you have to explain to me. So he told me what it is. They did it because they wanted to meet the Misabel, and you know, in this case also. They didn't
want... Mechayit to be Misasek with the normal Korah is out of Avelis, in a Chanami. But Mechayit to be Misasek with a Mes Mitzvah...
They didn't create a new halacha of Tumah. it seems to me that what they did here was that they created the tumah as they did it for a real korev. That was the rabbanon asur kemes mitzvah with regard to the tumah. And what were they? What were they misakin? They were misakin. The old the rabbanons didn't make a distinction between one kohen and Yisrael. In all cases, they were matel the chiyuvei avelus on him because they didn't want this to remain a mes mitzvah. They didn't want somebody who didn't have any kavrim. I think that it's the Dover Poshet, that they wanted him to be misabel on her also. He shouldn't just come and run away. He can't run away. Once they gave him all the chiyuvim, and may bear the expenses also. Otherwise, he wouldn't bear the expenses. That's precisely by began by saying that even Nosan Ein of the Garsha Vechule is Mechuyiv Mezoinis, is Mechuyiv in Kvirosa, and how will the Hachomim see to it that you enforce this? You make him be Mesab, you make him be Metame. The Tumah and the Avelis, it's a package deal. The Tumah is the Ascholos Avelis, where you have the Tumah and the Avelis together, he won't be Meshtamet. He can't be mishtamet. Till the Stimus HaGoyel, he's here being mishtamet from the Stimus HaGoyel. He's sitting on the ground. Well, he's sitting on the ground. He can't run away. So he's got to do whatever has to be done for the mess. I mean, that's how what it seems to me. If that's true, then it should be, as you know, Dover Poshet, that, you know, Keneged the Marshal. The Marshal thinks that Nosavin but Garsha is not Misabel. I think that even the Rashbam would concede that once you pass him like the Rosh, he's Mechuyiv to Metame, and he's Mechuyiv to be Misabel. So if you go back to the civil divorce, no, I don't think it makes the slightest difference. He is the Yerush in Halacha, and that's not going to change. Don't tell me Din Amachus, it's not going to affect Yerusha.
If empirically, that's what's going to end up happening.
What do you mean, what's empirically?
These people are
going to... Because I'll make the takonis for Elohim. What do you mean? Tell me he's going to go to probate court and take money Shalikidin, or somebody else is going to go and take Shalikidin. L'nech Shidu Yisrael Al-Kach. He's the Irish.
And if these people are next to Al-Kach, the talk will be different?
No! The Chazal made the takonis for Ksheri. They didn't do it for us. Meili's Mechid B'Masavel also. Fakeret. That is... It's machasik the takonas chazal. He look at your husband. You have to sit shiva. So of course the dinim of Yerusha are going to follow that. We'll pull out the derech hashulchan. How could he be a husband for one thing and not for another? That what derech hashulchan thought was so logical turns out to be logical in a different way. He thinks that you can't split the takonas, and I'm telling you that it's psychological. That's what chazal wanted. They wanted you to realize it's a husband. They want you to realize that the civil decree is a Chaspa b'Alma, the Baal is still the Irish, and the male is still a Chiyuv of Shiva. I think anybody can understand it, whether they like it or not, it's a separate issue. And as far as the Bezdin and Tzvas is concerned, that's called Nosadein of the Garsha, because she wants a get, and if she can't get a get, what does she want? Just because she asked for a get, like I said before, ver vil denisht, just wanting isn't enough. She can ask to her heart's content, and Bezin will turn around and say, sorry, we can't give you a get, so you're married. The fact that of course she wants mezainis. I'm not interested in whether lemaisa she needs his mezainis, or is the position to give her mezainis. But when she opened the tik, she wasn't mevata and the chiv mezainis. Why shouldn't she be mevata and the chiv mezainis? You'll give me a get, I'll find myself another husband. Until the gula comes, I need mezainis from this husband, and you'll give me a get, and I won't be misabel. Until you give me the get, of course she's misabel. Well, she has to be misabel. It's still her husband. The psichas hatik, as they call it, that's not even nosavin lagarsha. Even according to the marshal that they're busy quoting, that psichas hatik is not yet nosavin lagarsha. Even if somebody were to come and say kim lanu kemarshal halochi divrei hamekel nosavin lagarsha, I don't know that just because you've made a complaint in court. Him was the husband against the wife. He wants her to take a get. Says Nosan Ein of the Garsha, how do I know what he wants? He's coming to Besdin because he wants something else, and he'll threaten the get. He'll get what he wants. We don't know that. I know what the Ksivas I get is because Tosis told me that's Nosan Ein of the Garsha. Till you're actually writing the get, Tosis tells me it's not a Nosan Ein of the Garsha. Understand why? Because everything else is a Chukh of Etlula. When you're holding by a get, I understand what it means. But until you're holding by the get, you can say whatever you want for who knows what reason, and it shouldn't have any effect on the halacha. It certainly can't be just because you had a cholim, you want to divorce her, or you got angry, you want to divorce her. And what's a tick? What's the big deal of a tick? Well, I don't know what's better. But al kaponim, in these cases, I see no mokum at all.
Four o'clock. I'm speaking to Tuesday.